Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
Testing 1, 2.
This is a recording with Mr. Bill Chapanoff of Akutan at the Unalaska City School, September 19th, 1977.
Class, I think you all know Mr. Bill Chapanoff from Akutan because he was here yesterday, or Saturday for the Crab Festival. And then he was in our school for several months, I think, a couple of years ago. And we had the wood carving class in this room here, and people made a lot of games and so on that Bill was teaching. Well, today we have another opportunity to talk with him and to find out about some of these different items and ask questions. He'll explain them to us. And what would you like to start with?
Any one of them.
Okay, we'll start with the Bedarki.
It's the new time.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
We will not make it car. I will go. But all in this will go.
So this is called an Aleut. Ulochta, they call it.
Yeah.
Bedarka, right?
The boat?
The boat itself, yeah. They said the big one they made took them 2 weeks to make.
The men
made the frame, and in the early days they used sea lion skin, so the women were the ones that made it soft in the suit on the.
Was it any sea lion skin or male sea lion or female
no,
sea lion?
Big sea lion, bull sea lion, yeah.
Bull sea
lion. Used about two of them, two, three of them.
Mm.
Yeah, enough for Budarki. You must wish Akkadagusik. Had with you.
They call these Akkadagusik a paddle to
roll the
boat. The rain gear were made from sea lion gut. It's waterproof.
Glenn, did you have a question?
I was wondering what that sack was around.
Glenn was wondering what the sack was around around the man.
It was made out of it's so big, look in the nose.
You look
at the skin.
They used to make this out of hair seal. They took the fur off. And actually, that's a section between the boat and the man. You tie it down and you won't get wet.
I think there's one right behind you. Excuse me.
Like that, yeah.
So this man, you tie it down.
On a hatch.
Tie yourself up.
You must go to one of the young one alone in the way. Come give to him the common attend. You look more handless like a cool cedar and tarita. We sneak off to setting our full star. And tell your mother not got to swan and get him listen a loose one in a little girl. Him listen to her.
That when the women did the sewing, they used to keep themselves neat, and even if they went into the restroom, they had to wash their hands before they even touched this. That was their custom, and their man was behind there watching all the time. This here is called the water container.
Is that like a canteen?
Water. Yeah, canteen like.
You must with pool pa.
Okay,
yeah.
This is the water pump. And the spears are on the men that's up front.
Now, Bill, when they went hunting, would both men hunt, or would just one man hunt?
Both
of them would.
They got spear too, this one here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you got a chance, why this headman don't see it, why this one got it.
Back one would.
Yeah. That's right.
Said when the man was right-handed, he had his paddle on the left side. And
Oh, when they're throwing.
Instead of boat, you know, this guy here.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Glenn, you had another question.
He must wait. We would leave.
No, he heard all from his dad. He never went on a hunt himself.
For years.
He said his dad used to tell him stories till he fell asleep.
You must wait.
We can take this apart if you like. Could you translate that?
Yeah, they have water in the Vaidarka. This man used to, you know, take this top off and put that in and suck that and fill it with water, then they get the water off. That's how they pump it out.
Yeah.
And you said, I think on Saturday, this is made from red cedar?
Oh, yeah.
Red cedar? What is the frame of the boat made out of?
Oh no! Allah must see Jaga. It's the only good. Two by four lead now.
Allah has the Jaga.
Yellow cedar.
Yellow cedar.
Yeah.
Yellow cedar. Frames were used. Yellow cedar.
This beam too. Shumna with yellow cedar. No good. You must use Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. And that's the rudder. Turn the boat left and right.
Now.
You must see.
The only time they used the rudder was when they went on long rides.
Yeah.
Other than that, they used the paddle to turn around quick if they see.
In which case?
See how they have.
With club,
another. And that's the club they used when the siara or seal got tired, they hit it over the head and killed it. So the man in the rear was the one that took the seal or siara out and put it in the boat.
Sarah,
do you have a question? No, okay, Glenn.
How they put the seal inside the boat? Did they just tie it to the top?
So
they take this off and put it in there and keep it over the middle of the boat. While he's standing up, the man in front used to steady the boat so it wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'll pass this around, people. Please be very careful with this. This belongs to Mrs. McCurdy, and it's very old. It was mailed to her, she said, about 25 years ago. So this back rudder is about to fall off, so be very careful with it, all right? But you might like to look at it. It's a very beautiful.
50s. You don't know who made it.
No, I don't know who made it. Phil had a thought he might know, but he didn't know for sure, and she didn't know either. They didn't tell her anything.
I noticed. Who sent it to her?
They don't know.
I think she knows who mailed it to her, but she doesn't know who made the vote.
Actually, the model is a little different than the circus.
Yes.
The whole. I noticed that.
Did you ever know about putting sails on the Bedarki?
Oh, yes, yeah. It is far from the square.
They used to have a sail in the middle of the boat, square sail. And the man that sat in the back was the one that, you know, worked the sail. Turning and so forth.
Yeah. English wood.
Yeah, strong. One ilan. This is a model.
I call my you the son of another to put Kayat. You must weigh about 3 feet in the garden. The major Mukruvash and the numbering 4 inches.
The trap itself is about 3 feet. This one was 3 feet long, and the trap was about that big, that round fox trap. And the nails they used were 4 inches long.
It was so wild, cut that way. I would read this word.
After they finished the trap, they used to bury it under the ground for 1 week, so the scent would go off the wood. And when you set the trap, you set it when it was a fine day, not on And when you bury it, you bury it halfway under the ground. And all these, after you bury this in half, you bury these in stakes into the ground, so it wouldn't, the fox wouldn't run away with it. I think Sergei made that, right?
Who made that?
Sergei Savara.
The other man from the cost.
You set this, after you set the trap, you cover it with grass, so you won't be seen. And this is what the trip rope here, the trip stuff.
Is
that supposed to hit him in the head?
Any place.
Flat on the ground. Like this.
usually should be just about the back.
Animals come and touch this thing, snap himself. Yeah.
Did it damage the pelt very much?
Huh?
Did it damage the pelt?
No.
No.
Mm. Yeah.
By the time they, you know, they got to the animal, fox was already dead. He said he did use this kind of traps to trap red fox, blue.
Hawk's trap was about that long, but
they were quite heavy. He used to carry them for his dad.
Why? He used to pack it. My old man let me pack it. Hard work.
Did you say that you put the trap out on a nice day, on fine weather?
Fine weather only.
Why only fine weather?
Yeah.
Al-Qutman said she's so willing to mark.
Willing to check the window warning is, I got one tuck.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
When it's raining, you know, your rain hits you and your scent would be on that area. It's dry.
Yeah. Had to keep yourself clean.
Mm.
Otherwise, fox would smell it too.
And they won't go near it if they have
that
a scent.
Too.
Did you understand that? That on a rainy day, the rain will wash over you and the smell of human beings will be left in the grass and the fox won't come close to it.
See, he doesn't know anything about this. This is
okay.
The first time he saw one. I guess they use that in Nikolsky area.
Another fox trap.
How does a big fox trap work?
These were put right in front of a, you know, trap, the opening of the
den.
The den, yeah. When the fox came out, it tripped and got his head caught in it. I remember that's about all I know. And these were huge too, big.
Bill, you made two drums when you were here. And you made this one out of fox skin, I think?
Fox skin, yeah. I got more eagle.
Red fox skin, they made it out of red fox. And this is from reindeer skin. In the early days they used wood, but that one is metal. And you don't use nails, you just tie it down. And when you want to take the fur off the skin, you put it inside. You use grass and warm water, and you roll it up and keep it there for a day, and that just
see that for there.
The fur just comes off easy.
You roll it all up inside out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now Aleut drums are played on top, right?
One can go next. Two gum go mikal dak ne wok.
Oh, we go mutir mikal dak boy.
When I came out, I wore the color. Sometimes you make a larger diameter.
Yeah. Are you cooking a chicken?
They said you probably seen it played here when you had that show with the kids.
Oh, we are making a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Mikas Nagulok was Kalaka game is done. Tanatu Sumikas go teachuli.
After the trapping was, or hunting was over, they used to come back and do all these dances on the drums. And when they were out, when they were in trapping, they used to make all kinds of games and played it when they got home from the father and his other games. And while they were trapping or out in the, you know, outside the villages, they used to make up their own songs, new songs, to go back to the village and use it.
What were the songs about?
Huh?
What were the songs about?
About anything. It's about the mountain, about the grass, about the rocks, and everything like that. Yeah, something like that. When it paddled, it went home, you know, by God, it's singing away.
Yeah.
That's the way they made the song. I didn't know the name of it, too. I didn't know.
Who came to sing? Unnu vilai khalambada.
Ah, unnu, shiga jagak, yeah. A march to travel books. But nana jagak books. Yeah. He could young as how old a woman then. Would you the Mikas in the
Like this. You have to go in there.
What is this game called? And what does that mean?
It means throw, really.
Yeah, out of your hand, yeah.
Throw
out of your hand. Unloose and
fall.
Yeah.
Let me pass this
around.
You can try that if you want to.
To be called going to young, I'm
What was that?
If you want to play that, you have to, lay on your belly.
You have to lay
on your belly.
You know, the Aleuts used to cover their houses with grass mats, so that's where they would
lay down on the grass mats.
Play that, yeah.
In the singing on the one of Luna Mulaga to the Itanga Saka. I would need it with the country with me, taking the mission a little. Take a Kanagan, Sakhagan, Swat. Take a Timuloto.
In the early Aleut houses, they used to put grass on the floor and they used to change that every three times a week.
Change carpeting.
Yeah.
Glenn?
Something right there.
Then they keep on oil it, you know, seal oil.
Seal oil?
Yeah, that's what kept it soft. Waterproof. Yeah, then rub it like this, make them nice and soft.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. That's only used for seal oil. Seal oil, cook it with.
Hair seal oil.
Hair seal oil.
That's truly used, yeah. You can use sea lion oil. Sea lion oil is getting hard, you know. But hair seal is kind of fine.
Do you bring it to a boil or how much do you cook it?
Hassan Raymond can chaddo.
Oh, but that's almost
an hour.
Let them boil, see.
Okay.
When you soak the water, it goes 50 o'clock.
When you boil hair seal oil, it turns black on you.
Yeah. That's the kind you use for darky. Well, yeah, can you tell me that we're going to go to the house? You can lose the house, but once a month.
They used to take the skin off at least once a month and oil it with that cooked oil. So when you're in the water, this wouldn't stick on there, stretch so far, so much, it's flexible.
It doesn't stick on the frame. Slides over the frame.
Yeah, that way, when they're in the waves, I guess it helps. It's too tight, it wouldn't be so hot.
Okay, we're going to ask about this sea lion shoulder bone.
Kuguto.
Yeah.
What color that kuguto? Kuguto is one. Kuguto. We walk in it.
Actually, we have one for the next skin. Shoulder. Part of the shoulder.
This is.
But actually, he's something like this.
It's called the bone on the wrist.
We because okay, because how we need to.
I'll put the girl on my yard again.
On my yard, what?
I'll put her on my yard.
You could make it for me on this school. You tell it to them. We'll walk in the car.
Anything,
yeah.
He played by asking questions, anything, and if that's supposed to say no, then the other, it's another person's turn to try.
How do you tell if it says no or yes?
Oh, that's why they call it. You sing on a sagaling malak. You ask the question, and when it says no, like that, then the other person takes and hits you right here.
Right on the wrist.
That hurts.
Now, when the ball is up, is that yes?
That's a win, see?
This is a no.
You know, that's what says yes.
Says yes, when the back of it is up.
If you like that, when you lose,
and on the side you
that
lose,
another guy will grab that and hit your wrist. Right?
Yeah. How hard can he hit?
Hard as he can go.
Hard as he
can. Yeah, that's right. I used to play with my sister. My guy, my sister makes it, but that's high.
Oh, it swelled up?
Yeah. Hard work. Yeah, that's another game that's for that.
What was it for? Why did they play that game?
You can have a group of people play that in turns. So that's just the way of playing it.
Okay.
Does Glenn have a girlfriend? Or is he strong?
Yeah.
Now, was the piece that you played with this big?
Smaller one.
Ray?
That's a good souvenir, isn't it?
What was that?
Oh, he's wondering about this.
Whale rib, I put my sorrow.
taskati ar khut man kum sogat
abuni anything ingu kridni kun spear agoru kamu kum majisi ar kum sogo yegi chidi stana sogo
ikin yusa cut it up use for spear
what did they use it for
spear head
What was it?
Used for spearheads. If it was straight, you could use it for arrows too.
For arrows or spearheads? Mm-hmm. Okay. Bill, did you work in the whaling station at Akutan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You sure? Angunaxunan khansanakh fi tasqaskalaq. Allah khansanakh azu tasqaskalaq. Angunaus man.
Angunaus khattaqasuquq tartarit roma khart. Sissertsan khutadut. Sipuru karlu. Au isilgertam no kanaer wen. Tim wen.
Sarah wants to know if you were ever in ADAC.
ADAC Uchtanakne.
No.
No. You've been to Fairbanks several times to demonstrate the dances and so on.
That's all?
I don't know where else he's been. I'm sure he's been to many places. Here's the...
Oh, yes. Where you went? Would you ask for it? Ask for would you ever go with Rule Soil? I'm not some words.
I'll put my ask for an ask for a mark. When you start making this, you don't use a ruler or anything, you use your hands to the three fingers wide. That's how you do it. Each man has different size fingers, so it has to match the man that's making it.
So it's three fingers wide.
With wild width. Like this. From draw here.
Where the ivory meets.
Which was good. Like this. In this link here, like that, wait, as a school, it's with the one way you wait. It's one way you have to go. You know, it's all.
Actually, these were tailor-made to each individual because if you didn't make it yourself, if you try to use it, you would hit anything. Wouldn't be accurate.
It
has to fit your hands. Everything was measured by three fingers, so that even the spear was
three fingers.
Tumga. The ivory part, yeah. It could, if it was a, you know, tall man, it could be a longer spear.
He was really all the old people with electric. move away. It's not the building, it's hitting them.
And when this hits a...
Sarah, pay attention, please.
Sea otter or seal, this comes off inside the seal and it rolls and that floats.
Summer school.
And then it comes down to that.
Summer school. Fantastic, but... Twin minutes are possible in money come. Well, the thing is, club who won us,
actually, if the animal tires out in the by dark, it goes there and they hit it over the head.
Excuse me, this class will have to go. Class, thank you very much. Remember, tomorrow morning you'll be tested, so come into this room. Bill, how old would a boy be before he went sea otter hunting? How old would he be before he went sea otter hunting?
17.
17. Mm.
Yeah. I would look at the artist going to get cigarettes.
When he turns 10, then they start teaching.
They start teaching at 10.
If the boy doesn't want to learn, well...
He wouldn't take it.
They teach... girls to do the sewing and stuff when they turn 10.
Mm-hmm. And before they're 10 years old, what did the children do?
Oh, they let them watch us. You know what you're doing?
Uh-huh.
When they start to talk, why, of course, mother give them stories, you know, about us. Man, father, same way with the boy, same way with them. If they can't stand it, why, they let them go. That's really good.
They have to have the interest to learn. If they had, they wouldn't teach them.
That's what my mother used to do to me. Oh, dear. Fine weather like the summertime. I went outside. Just to sit down in a mud house with the ice, you know. Just standing on top of the lab. Talk to me. I don't understand what. What they talking about? One time he asked him, Ma, you tell me that story yesterday again. My mother said, yeah, Bill, you cannot go learn it now, not next year either. Bombay you learn it. Mm-hmm. Now I got it now, see? Mm-hmm. See me with my father, tell me like that. Mm-hmm. I went outside, I got to keep me home.
Did you learn the games with the strings, the cradle games?
And your finger?
Yes.
Yeah. Said he's seen it, but he doesn't know how to play it. I've seen it.
I never bought it. No. No my, use for me. No.
My mother tried to teach me, but I didn't know how to learn.
How would it be if I go and get the plants? I've got some plants to show you, okay?
Okay.
Boy, am I tired. I see that for 2 days you haven't worked.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not sure.
Born there, or listening, you know.
We just call super.
Tomorrow, you'll be tested this period. The ninth graders will be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I think, possibly even Friday. So we won't have any spelling test or any regular work this week at all. And this morning, Bill Japanoff is here, and I have a big sack of plants that I picked up in the hills, and he's agreed to look at them and to explain what they're used for, if anything, if I picked any of the right plants. So why don't you bring your chairs up around here if you like? If you have any questions any time, please feel free to ask them. A bumblebee flies out of the sack, don't be alarmed. I think there's one in here.
Hey, I know.
Okay.
I know what kind it is.
This is the one that the bumblebee was up in
Anasadullah.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say is number one, and then I'm going to put a mark on the folder and put it in here so we can identify them later.
Bumblebee?
Brenda?
Didn't they use those to kill whales and stuff, the root?
Poison or something.
Okay, this is Monkshood.
What?
Monkshood.
Looks like
an English name for it.
Looks like a cow.
I'll get out a bunch of these and then... This is number two. You can eat these red berries.
It used to be this month now. Maybe later.
How do you eat them?
It's just like this at all.
Just raw?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't.
It used to be fresh. Too fresh.
Eat it.
I used to eat it with salt. A little bit salt. When you eat it, it's like water, you know.
What's it called?
Actually, means pertains to dry, but it's watery, he says. Kakatukta means dry, really, in Oh, I see why they call it Kakatukta. Means when you chew on it, it makes a lot of noise like that. Whatever you call it. Those things you put in your mouth and they pop.
The pop-up?
Yeah.
I want to put one in. And
this one.
Yes. Petrus, I mean.
Yeah, Petruski, isn't it?
Petrus.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't know.
We have to take some of the negative look of the unnamed Nanga.
The early Aleuts used a lot of this in their food, like cooking meat and fish, something like onion to them.
Mm-hmm. What was it called in Aleut?
Petruska.
Petruska.
Yeah.
Kasaktunakua.
Kasaktunakua. Yeah. That's the Aleut word. It's the Russian word, Petruska.
This pertains to Peter.
He doesn't
know.
If you see anything here,
After they eat fish or meat, they used to eat that with seal oil. Puchki.
Do you know this grass?
Yeah,
it's my soul.
And now my soul. Ula kegna swasagu.
Ignatian. Actually, when this grass died, they used it for mats in the house. Grass.
For basket, for mats?
No, for laying it on the floor.
Oh, for laying it on the floor. Where would they pick this?
Kanda lalga da kninge.
Tan manga da na wa.
And you could find it.
Whole lot around the church today. Lots of here too.
Yeah.
Just talking. Oh, cut this
camera. There's more.
King is on the
number.
King.
For Chimiskalia.
I'm not old shit, but 20 bundles. So, Ulam Salinas, I don't know.
I'll put my soul.
Ula Kamuna. Yeah, Ula Kamuna.
So, top. Oh, I see. They used to put, after they dried up, they used to use this for top of the Aleut, Barabara.
Top of the Barabara?
Yeah.
They tie it into bundles?
Bundles, or? Yes, Bundles.
Oh, you ulogumata, we wouldn't sakada nagasirimi nikidu.
From the bottom, using singles.
Oh, okay.
For the top of
the Aleut.
With the root end up.
Then you put mud on top of the grass.
On the roofing on the Barabaras, you see, and then on the top, he said that this. You would bend it, and you have some of it going this way, and sometimes going another one. So that the blade end was down on both sides of the peak of the house, so the water would run down. This was used for basket weaving too, right? This was used for basket weaving too.
Different kind though. Different kind.
So heavy.
I think that should be a fair note to get. I don't know.
That's very well again.
No, but we just walk at the skin. Yeah. Oh, we just go to the we school go to the
This is number seven.
It's
the devil's belt, he calls it.
Devil's
belt. Yeah.
They use it for decorations in the house and the church. It has a terrible name.
Devil's belt.
You got a bad name.
Yeah. There are two flowers that have these white blossoms. This one. Here. You see a white blossom one? Yeah. These are two different plants. Both have white flowers.
But we just go check out the Gnurngerweer. We just chop on and man with the soap tongue and carrots.
You boil this in, you know, water, and use the water for sore throat.
That's how they use it. I used to see it myself.
What was that?
Is this Ramoskin?
That's similar to St. Paul Puchki.
Fireweed in English, but now you never know. Let's see. This has a strong smell to it.
Sik-sik. They use that for steam bath.
This is number nine.
Sik-sik.
And it's used in the steam bath.
For floor. Smell nice when it's hot. It's like June bug, huh? Have you seen a June bug there yet? One more little grass. Just put that.
I'm kidding you.
Keeping off.
Number 10.
I'll put that.
The berry bush, we call it.
What is it called in Aleut?
Kidinger.
And this is mossberry. Now in Akutan, I've heard that they take mossberries and put in water, save in the winter time.
You could
preserve them in water, the berries. The same thing you mentioned earlier.
You use that for my heart.
For the floor.
For the floor.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Also for the floor.
Yeah.
I wonder. When they're dead, they turn brown.
Okay.
When they turn brown, then you use them.
Oh, you pick it when it's brown, not when it's green.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's like that in a good, you know.
After they turn brown, then they get
it. It's still fresh yet.
Yeah.
When it died, why? When it gets yellow. That's the time of use, yeah. Get nice and soft. I'll cut that killer one. No, I didn't know that.
She doesn't know that.
I didn't know that.
So they use the farm along cliff edges.
They were used for nothing, yeah. They used for the rock or cliffs, you know.
This is a licorice
burn,
I think.
I didn't know this about that.
This one, I don't know what this... I found this up on the side of the hill. It's the only place I found it. It's almost like an ivy of some kind.
Mm.
Pretty leaves. Do you know? The only place I found these are up on the side of this hill, right up here. Glossy leaves. This one had purple flowers, but it all fell off. I thought I had one of these with the stem on it.
I know. You can eat the berries. You can eat watermelon berries.
Look at that. Tongue of the goose.
Yeah, tongue of the goose.
Watermelon
berries. Tongue of the goose. We have a word for it in our book.
Which is called ago.
Well, they taste like?
Ingham Tingle Strap.
Watermelon.
The tongue of the little chick of the mind.
God, I never saw it, I think. Where'd you find them?
Oh, this particular branch? This was, where did I pick these? Up on the side of the lake. Yeah. I found a whole bunch of them yesterday up at the head of the valley.
Did you eat any?
Yes. I was going to bring them back and I forgot them up in the hills. This little tiny thing?
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Salmonberry?
Ingi, call them Ingi.
Salmonberry.
This is number 14. This is a strong butchki.
Oh, you man, St. Paul's Sakhali is Ulling. Yeah, Mokli Ulling. I get tossing, yeah.
Is it similar to the words you find in St. Paul?
This one, it has a root that you use, I think I heard.
Yeah, you got root, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But now my soul is rambling.
No, soul
is enough.
Do we have any poison plants?
He doesn't know they have, but he doesn't know they are.
And he would shoot to me.
Yeah.
My mother used to tell me, my father
mm-hmm.
used to tell me, but he never shoot to me. Mm. He didn't touch me, I guess.
Oh.
I was a bad man against that. That's right.
Because this one plant looks like water hemlock, sort of, that we have. But I don't think we have it here. It looks like it, mm-hmm. but I've never seen it mentioned here. This?
Hello?
This grows in swampy places.
Swampy places, yeah. And you use that for nothing. Yes.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, I think this is one that I think Andrew McCarran used to pick.
Oh, I see.
Make medicine out of.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Tea mm-hmm. from the leaves on this? Okay.
I think it was a good thing. I don't know how to do it. I was about 90 years. She sang it to Kong on a wall. Kong is. Kong is a little bit. She was a little bit. Tatin lanu guji isuqta dorni ma qassaqti anna tulgitte nadulta rimjin risqta guji qishim qat kul sitki suqta nuus le malung waqta gitna qanqaqta qam ni suqta dorna kula tiqtagulu tingamma inside week tingun pagon qanqaqta masada qam yuqriyas waqta kul sitki We will be successful. And to together. Yeah.
What was he here?
He said when he was about 9 years old, his sister pushed him against the chimney and burned him, and the woman from Atka used a piece of fresh hair sealed bomber and droppings from the chicken. Put it on there, and they had it on there for a week, and the burn was gone within a week.
They tied it on?
Yeah.
Yeah, that lady came from Atka.
Yeah. That was
Huey McNeil's. I got my bone and disappeared.
Yeah.
Right. I remember that. Yes, yeah. I don't know.
This is that other one that you make tea out of.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
This is a strange one. I think, I don't know if this is a plant that's native to this island or not. I just found it in one place and I hadn't seen it before. Have you seen it like this? It's not sandyberry, you know, the leaves are different. But it's prickly. There were no berries on it. No. It's a salmonberry. This is a salmonberry here. See, they're different. Well, let's see. This? Sometimes it has little black things on it, little balls.
That's what it's called for Trump, please, too, huh?
No, this is from here. Yeah, from Swampy Place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never used that for nothing.
Okay. I think this is, I'm not sure. Is this chives, you know, wild chives?
They look like chives, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Those are all off a cliff too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
right. No use for nothing.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Blueberries. These are really strange leaves. They turn black in the fall, and they're almost leathery-like. All right? Yeah, tobacco leaves. No, I don't know what they are. This one has a white flower on it. We all know what.
Not yellow, eh?
No, white on these,
oh,
I think.
White.
Yeah.
I don't know. You get out from a swampy too,
mm-hmm.
huh? Yeah, I knew it. But I didn't even just ask for nothing,
okay.
No.
Okay. That's all I need. Anything else in here?
I can't
I don't
know.
These ferns ever used? No.
Oh, I can't.
No, the
big
same
ferns.
Kind that... You can use that for sore throats, too.
Well, these are the big ferns that
come out of the ground
yeah.
and turn yellow. You can
yeah.
use them for sore throats, huh?
No,
so come on, so what
do
we need? Yeah, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Two kinds.
It smells like molasses.
Well, I think that's all of them here.
Ask them. You didn't have flower.
Pardon?
And now my sugar drink, cotton flower and a sarlacc. Can't smell.
And now my sugar drink. I just scratch it. I'm going to make it a sucker.
You see, I forgot to tell you the word for it. But
it's
not used for anything.
It's not
used
for anything. Uh-huh.
It's like they use it for cotton in your ear. You do.
No, he said it's not used for anything.
I just said that.
Oh, here's one that I need.
It's coming off a clip too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I know,
mm-hmm.
it. You never used that for nothing.
Okay, okay. I thought I had a...
That's what our pig is.
I don't know nothing about that. Is this off a clip too, huh?
It's a pie.
Yeah,
yeah.
Pie, yeah, I
yeah.
know it, yeah.
Mushroom, Mr. Jones. Mushroom, I'm a catch me.
Ah. You're going to talk about that one.
Oh.
I got that good one, I didn't know this. Well, can you go and look at it? It's off a clip too, huh?
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah. I had to go up high to get some of these because they are blossoming down lower. Well. Anyone have any questions they want to ask Mr. Chipman?
No. Oh, look at the spores on this.
Did you know what the Aleuts made different paint out of?
Oh, no. Cross crawl we won. That's what sugar that knocked in the mea. I can't see clown loader.
When the cross crawl on them yucca, they couldn't at him. I'm gay.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't eat sugar that.
Well, he knows when he's red, you know, this codfish blood, that's what they use, the red color.
The color.
Color part.
From the collar.
Yeah, on the neck. He used to this guy and spear and rub it hard, you know. It would come off. Wonderful. Yeah, that kind of work, yeah. We had not come to school, and it comes to my own. Red color, a cockchick hole up there. Cockchick. Who your cockchick school won Ilga Wakat? A word Chitra. Chitra cockchick school. I'm
going to see that. To make black, they used octopus bile. For black color.
They used to color their chicken. For decorations, they used the
color.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Maybe in about 15 minutes or so, I'll have a couple of other kids. And could you show them how to make a steam bath? Yeah. I mean, just nowadays, how people make a steam bath in Akutan. And I've got one boy who's making smoking fish. And if you could tell him how they do it in Akutan, make the fish smoker.
Yeah, you know them before neither, never smoked no fish. He didn't know nothing about it at first.
Just after the Russians came.
Yeah. After that, we'll find out. Somebody find out anyway. I never seen no people smoke native, you know.
Yeah.
And then it's but from my old man. Don't tell me about it. Something like that.
Bill, these boys are going to be making a steam bath.
Steam bath?
Yeah, they're going to make a steam bath. And could you tell them how you would make it if you were going to make one?
Yeah.
I'll get you a piece of paper if you want to make some to write on it or show stuff.
Is this thing going?
Yes.
Another drug north.
What?
You're going to make real native steam bath.
Real native steam bath.
Not like this down here.
No, it's real.
No, no, this here is American steam bath.
Okay, we'll make a real native steam bath.
Like a real
one. That's right.
Okay.
Never make it like that. No
How
way.
Is it done?
No way, no way.
Hey, this, it's okay. That's all right there.
And before people, you know, he made a steam bath out of beach driftwood.
Driftwood?
Yeah. And he made a house like this, yeah.
Can you draw it first?
No.
You can't draw?
I can't draw, no,
You can't
no.
draw?
You can draw, you can draw myself.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah, like that. He wasn't someone in the book here.
Oh, this one?
No, I don't need to this here. Look like
made out of driftwood and what else? Just driftwood?
Made him something like this.
Right. Oh.
Then he used the grass on top for a roof.
Grass.
Yeah. Green grass.
Green grass.
Yeah.
And just
You use outside liner, you know? Use the sod.
Sod?
Yeah.
On top of the driftwood?
Yeah, I mean the frame, yeah. Wood frame, yeah. House frame, yeah. And that's a stack up there. Made out of sod, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a steam bed, like, just like that one. Like, steam bed had no window. No.
It's not.
It had one like that, yeah.
Okay, and what do they use for a stove? Or
rock. Beach rock.
Just beach rock?
Yeah. Beach rock can make them like this, you know. Make a firebox out of it.
Oh.
And put a small rock on top of it.
Small ones?
Yes, about that big. Round one, not a flat one, round one, pick up round rocks, you know.
Yeah.
Use that, you put the rock like this, make a fire box out of it, and twin them rocks like this, and you put some rocks on top of that, and put some more to make level, top level, you know.
Yeah.
And,
it's porous rock.
Yeah. Yeah, then they put what you call on top. And we cross from the green town, it's Kasakula Chukuru. Mm-hmm. We have sort of the Chukur.
What?
They use pot, cast iron pot.
For hot water, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Then he had seal skin, but it's high. Sew it together and make them tight. Use that for cold water, instead of barrel or bucket.
How come?
Like. They had no bucket.
Oh,
and they, no,
oh yeah.
No, no. That's what they cast.
Seal skin?
Water in that seal skin.
That's you right. You tie the ends up?
Yeah. Oh. They had handle on them anyway.
Okay,
yeah.
Water.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the way they make it. Then my old man, he was out camp with me. You know, tent? Yeah, tent, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He cooked that, he made a firebox out of rocks, you know. Cook it all day. And take all the wood out of it. And put that tent over it. By God, this is a good bath, same bath. Yeah. I used to do that myself. Yeah. First time I learned it like that, too.
I just wear a tent there.
And when I start to use a gun, you know, yeah, they're after. But them these boy guys were the big gun, 38-55. He used the black powder. And my old man showed me how to make a fire. I had no matches, you know, and all the matches, all right. My old man, he cut my shelf, put a little bit of powder in it. And he made a killing wood, right there, about, who is that, I guess, put a little dry grass in it, you know. Then I shoot with that, powder, that's all. Fire, catch fire, you know, yeah. I used it one time, after that, yeah, that's it. Cut my shawl, put killing wood in dry grass there, and the side by guys says, my killing wood won't fly up. It's too much powder again. After that, I learned it, yeah. Yeah, that's the way they made a steam bath out of the mud house. Yeah.
Now that's a lot of drift there.
And in a house like this, you know, the people before, they had no nail. No, never used no nail.
How do you? Stick
it together.
Well, the knots on the wood, you know, the hole.
Oh.
Yeah, like a log house, you know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have steam baths like
of
that.
Course, the people at window on top made out of sealed guts. Sealed guts. Can't see the house. I mean, can't see through, though.
Oh,
but
with
the light
like
in the house, anyway. Used on top of the house. But you only used to use the seat. Yeah. Now, you know how to make steam bath now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have steam baths at Akutan now?
Not like that.
They have
like water. Around here, that's all. Yeah. This steam bath around here is not. I didn't call the Aleut steam bath.
No.
Used to drum. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, actually, this underground steam bath here, that's where the smoke comes out of. You cook it all day. Then when the stones get hot and hot from the water, then take all the you know, firewood out outside. Then you seal the top, then you hold the heat in there.
Well, you take it all out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. After you get the rocks out.
Mm-hmm. It's built like an old barabra, that's why it kept all the heat in there. And all you do is splash the stones with the water and it really gets hot. But actually you have to wait till all that smoke comes out of the building or else your eyes will smart.
You must get in the smoke house, can you get them? And what did you get in the middle of it? Look what's coming up.
They're fishing.
You know, that's only used for steam, but I mean, smokehouse. You use the cottonwood. Beechwood, cottonwood. You know cottonwood?
Yeah.
That's only used for smoke. I mean, it's fish, yeah. That's what I know. Yeah.
Have you built a smokehouse?
I mean, are you to me?
No,
I'm not going to be able to do it. 65.
They use a firebox outside to smoke it in, like they use around here.
Yeah,
outside,
so he's going to use
mm-hmm. outside, yeah.
Yeah. And how much pipe should you have going into the?
One the tall. One 6 inch pipe.
One 6 inch pipe?
One link.
6 feet long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One link. About 20 feet out of the smokehouse.
20 feet out of the
smokehouse? Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Quite so far.
Yeah.
I put my number to the side of the road. 10 feet.
That's what I'm going to call.
It's up to them. You can make 10 feet if you want.
Yeah. You can tell by your fish, see?
Three sections.
That's when the guy down there told me, said, you can tell by his fish, because fire is closer, his father. That's what he told me. Hunger guy. He makes less smoke sound, that guy. Yeah. And that's where he used cottonwood, driftwood, you know, dry one too. Yeah.
I mean, every day, how long? You have to use less, too much smoke is no good, too. You could burn your fish.
Yeah. It smoked about an hour and a half, something like that, every day. Yeah. When it's evening, he smoked it, towards evening. Yeah.
Can you hang a mangle with the Anitalga Dukal in England? I will go with them.
Oh, I'll get them, can't go with them. Yeah.
And you can, you know, smoke it for an hour and a half, stop, then you can do it 3 times a day if you want. Can you send Rimbra smoke a little bit of the Balikan? He's not talking to
Well, come at the nigger.
Oh, cool.
Wow, the one nigger.
about a week or two weeks, something like that. And they were done.
But you have to watch your fists, you know, constantly to see if they're done.
Count that smoke what you make out there, you know. Sometimes it will smoke great, sometimes it smoke good, you know. Yeah. Sometimes it takes about 3 weeks. Yeah. About 50, 60 feet.
I know Sergei Savarov said you smoke it till the, you know, the silver part, it turns kind of yellowish, and it's done.
Yeah.
Then after he got done smoking, he hung it in the house or outside the warehouse till they dry up. Fish. But actually, he had a small house, you know, and he burned his wood right there on the ground. And it was done in 3 days. He did it all day long, real slow smoke, and they were done in 3 days. But using a pipe makes a lot of difference, I guess, longer.
He said
he knows more about the smoking part, but he doesn't know what they really do. I know in Nikolsky, my wife told me Sergei put the fish they were going to smoke on top of the table, and they put the rock salt on it overnight, and they let the rock salt off, and they just hung the fish.
Yeah, that's who would use that guy down there, tunnel like that too.
That's why Rufy does.
Mm-hmm. Some people put it in brine, you know, overnight, but that gets some kind of wet, I think.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I thought somebody used to put them in, I guess it must have been a brine with molasses in it.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I never heard of molasses.
Okay. You need some 4x4s, did you say? Why did you go call Carl, see if they've got any 4x4s?
Where are they going to build it?
That's one of the problems,
yeah.
Both with the steam bath and the smokehouse, because we're using school money for it, and we can't really just give it to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And if we build it on the school property, then the school's liable, and somebody falls into it or something, or burns up in it. So we're not sure what we're going to do. I think we're going to build it here, maybe, and then if somebody wants it, they can sell it to them cheap or something, and they can...
Mm-hmm.
Take it away, yeah, and do it there. Yeah. Bill, on Akutan, the volcano on Akutan. Okay, what am I trying to say? Hot water. You know, what do you call the hot water? hot springs.
Yeah, hot springs.
You have hot springs.
Yeah.
And do people still use the hot springs?
Oh, yeah. They don't use too much now, really, they don't know.
Is it pretty
before
hot?
Before people, yeah, they're still good yet,
yeah.
Yeah. Seems it, yeah. You've been there all the time, eh?
No, Tatsukhtskaring. I don't know how many times I've been to Akutan. I should go there.
Mm.
It's a walking distance, you know.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Ayyukskalulga, the kwa.
Ayyukskalulga, yeah. From head of the bed, you know.
Uh-huh.
Takes about an hour or something like that, yeah.
Yeah,
next time I go to Akutan, I better go there.
Yeah,
I know you used to use that for medicine too.
Oh.
Yeah, people had rheumatism, you know.
Hmm.
Yeah. That's one end is boiling, one end is just hot enough.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, I wonder if they'll deliver them.
I can run down the store, take my dad's car.
Get a purchase order from Jimmy.
Okay. Oh, roll them.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Darlene Moeller is asking people questions about World War II.
Moeller?
Darlene Smith, I beg your pardon. Is she in there? I beg your pardon. And I wonder if she'll be back here, and she can do this. Maybe could she ask you a few? Let's see, Kenny. Do you know what class does she have next period? Government. She can't get out of that. Well, maybe I can ask you the questions, and then she can use the tape. Were you evacuated during World War II?
Allit kumalu akwan akuten milani rotkach nachdana miyacht.
Ha, mi rotkach.
Yeah, they took him away.
What happened in Akutan when the army came?
We never knew him. Nobody knew nothing about it.
Yeah.
No. I was out camping then. Yeah. And I was in a mud house. We got a little window up the top, you know. Me and my father used to get up early in the morning, 3 o'clock, up like that. I never heard no plane, nothing, you know. Then me and him went home, you know, one day. We got home late, about 9 o'clock in the evening. I got this house, the place is dark. We had a little motor, you know, hot motor. Me and him go down, don't see, land on the beach. Outside my place, to the top of the bank, white guys, no light, nothing.
Well, blackout.
Yeah, it was blackout, you know. I went to my house, my old lady up. I told her, what's happened to this window here? No, we blackout. I seen the blanket hung on the window, you know, all the windows. Yeah. Then the next day, by God, we see the plane. Way up high, yellow one, with that plane, fast, going up towards the eastward.
Oh.
Yeah. And after that, by God, yeah, there you go, American boot came in, plane came there. We're supposed to take us out of there right away. Yeah.
Did you get to take your stuff with you?
No. He left everything left there. Yeah, everything. And they didn't take it. Nothing with us, you know. Of course, it took a cruise, you know. Akitan people took to Kichikan, yeah. School in the common institute.
Rangel Institute.
Hazin Nikorsky people, yeah. Took it there. Hanun took it on July month, eh?
Yeah, we were evacuated month, yeah. July, I remember.
That was July month, we bombed that tower there.
When you came back, did you come back to Akutan?
No, but we stayed down there 2 years, I guess.
2 years.
Yeah. I would stay down there last, we got a job down there, you know. We worked in the candy.
Oh. Did the people go right back to Akutan after 2 years, or did they come to Unalaska first?
To Akutan. Yeah.
To Akutan. Mm-hmm. And were their houses okay?
Yeah, some of them was dropped down, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, we gave us the lumber.
Army no mulaukli tannam kunenne kugu. Anaga tannam kunenne during the war kugu la. Nobody. No, the army
didn't.
It was the only place they didn't bother. Alana Ramus, why you been there? Alana Ramilla, Kutemla Charen. Yeah, they took everyone.
On the passage aboard Cordova.
Oh.
To Numas. Yeah. We were down on the boat near Cordova, passage aboard. Yeah.
Were people glad to come back?
Oh yes, yeah. There was a lot of people. Yeah, from Akitan, the old people, you know.
Oh.
You don't understand that country down there too much. Yeah.
Change of climate, we did too in St.
Paul. He took a lot of people from us, yeah. Old people, you know. Yeah. We stay in the Kichikan, not in town. Yeah. Army camp. Called Wood Lake, that place was the army camp. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of fish there though.
Mm.
Good, good fish there, yeah.
But at 11:30, Mrs. McGlashan wonders if you could come and talk to her, the younger kids, for a little while. Is that okay?
You mean the demonstration, same thing again?
Yes, maybe just a couple of things.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
11:30 go on me and nick king or nochtlum in a mulgach to mulgaduk list.
Yeah.
Hi.
Excuse me. Mr. Hudson, have you
taught
Dennis. Oh, I see. I'm a little too near your cook that to cook. I'm going to go to the house. 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 I'